Good morning. This is Wes Harms speaking on behalf of the Adams County Historical Society and welcoming you to another segment of Adams County History. Kennesaw, lying in the northwestern part of Adams County, has a very colorful and playful history in the history of Adams County. Kennesaw, like many towns in Nebraska, was laid out by the railroad, and in this case, it was the Burlington. Harvard, Inland, Juniata were all part of the Burlington alphabet naming system. And so the next down the line was called Kennesaw, and it was named after the Civil War battle of Kennesaw Mountain, Georgia. The town site was located June 9th of 1871 by a man by the name of Howland, a man by the name of Brown, Colt, and Butler. And they had preempted four quarters of Section 34, and they later sold their claims to the South Platte Land Company, which was a subsidiary of the railroad. Mr. Howland later reminisced when he said, "I sent teams of horses to Grand Island for lumber to build a shack, and it was built that month of June. The first five nights I spent upon the site of Kennesaw, it rained every night, and I slept under an inverted wagon box. Our drinking water at first had to be hauled from Lowell, which was 10 miles to the west, but a well was bored about the third day after we arrived. Antelope and coyotes used to come close to our cabins. We could shoot them from our doors. And that fall, two more families came to live near our houses in Kennesaw. In June of 1872, when the Burlington Railroad built through town, Kennesaw was surveyed. The avenues were named for members of the South Platte Land Company, and the streets were named for trees. A.D. Williams, the first permanent settler, arrived in 1872 in a covered wagon, and for the first 3 weeks, his family lived in a wagon box out on the prairie, setting their cook stove outside. Their first visitors were Pawnee Indians returning from a hunt down on the Republican River. Mr. Williams was a versatile man. He was a preacher, a teacher, and a newspaper editor. His wife was also educated, and the two filled a large place in the life of Kennesaw for the first two decades. He became Kennesaw's first postmaster, with his sister, Mrs. Norton, a woman homesteader, as a deputy. He started the newspaper, the Kennesaw Times, in 1875. He helped establish the Free Will Baptist Church, and then he died in 1894. Josiah Hodges opened the first general merchandise store, and that winter his child died, and that was the first known death in Kennesaw. He soon left Kennesaw, but others followed, and soon Kennesaw was enjoying a grocery, a hardware store, a blacksmith shop, and general store. All were in operation. And then Kennesaw was incorporated in 1884. By that time, they had a number of businesses that included the Metropolitan Hotel, the Kennesaw Times newspaper, the Kennesaw Exchange Bank, as well as they had a grain dealer, lumber yard, drug store, general merchandise stores, hardware, implement dealers, liveries, furniture store, grocery store, meat market, millinery, blacksmith, billiard hall, and J.G. Williams was the physician, so they also had the services of a doctor. Well, many towns had a father and son partnership, but Kennesaw was unique. They had a Davis and Daughter furniture store. W.F. Davis opened the store in 1904 and remained in business with his daughter, Lorena, until 1928. And their slogan was, "We sell for cash, we sell for less, but we pay the freight." And they carried a large inventory and attracted customers from a large area. The years 1915 to 1930 were probably Kennesaw's most prosperous. all necessities and many luxuries could be purchased in Kennesaw. They were enjoying two banks, two drugstores, two doctors, a small hospital, two hotels, a weekly newspaper, and numerous businesses of every kind. Plus, four passenger trains a day were stopping at the depot with freight trains included. Kennesaw, along with the rest of the country, struggled through the drought, the dust storms, and the depression of the 1930s. Federal relief projects built a new city auditorium. They built the sewer system. And with all small towns, it was the automobile that contributed to Kennesaw's decline as a commercial center. But ironically, it's an automobile dealership, Kennesaw Motor Company, that's the oldest business in town, having been established in 1921 by Walt Denkert. The 1940s were the years of the war effort. Rationing, much of the workforce were in the service and resulted in few changes. But Kennesaw streets were graded in the late 1940s. The two biggest news of the 60s were the construction of the Haven Home in 1965 and the big flood of 1967. About 1960, Dr. Masson, the last resident doctor, moved to Hastings. A clinic was opened for a few years by doctors from Hastings. Jackson Funeral Home moved into the clinic building in 1966, and Supreme Incorporated was established in 1965, and Turner Grain built a fertilizer plant in 1968. Kennesaw enjoyed a building boom in the 1970s. A swimming pool was built in 1971, and Kennesaw Motors put up a new building in 1973. A dike at the north edge of town to hold back future floods, and many new homes were built during the decade. The town's population remained in the 800 range into the 80s and the 90s. During the 1950s, several rural districts consolidated with Kennesaw, forming District 3R. And then in 1960, the voters approved a $400,000 bond issue, and the current building was constructed on the east edge of town. Over the last 125 years, many religious organizations have been organized in Kennesaw. Some still exist today: Sacred Heart Catholic, St. Paul's Lutheran, First Presbyterian, United Methodist are some of those that were established. Kennesaw has had its share of disasters. Fires in 1907, 1911, 1916 destroyed many business buildings. But the most devastating disaster have been the floods. 1873, 1901, 1912 were flood years. But the biggest flood was June 13th of 1967. 23 inches of rain in 2 weeks resulted in 3 feet of water over most of the town. The city water supply was contaminated. Many residents were forced from their homes. And so, from the four preemptor building in 1871, Kennesaw had grown to 335 residences in 1997. Unlike many small towns, Kennesaw has established and enjoyed a stable population of somewhere in the 800 range today. Kennesaw is the only village in Adams County with its own high school. It also boasts a nursing home, a swimming pool, a senior center, an automobile dealership, a bank, and many other shops and services that are not available in other small towns, thus ending another segment of A Moment in Time for Adams County. This has been a presentation of the Adams County Historical Society. We invite you to listen, to learn, and to please consider joining our society so that we can preserve the history of our county. You can also visit our website, www.adamshistory.org. And so, again, This is Les Harms inviting you. Please tune in on the second and fourth Friday of each month. Thank you for listening.